We are learning Masechta Shchul on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, but we're going from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah started off with Elu Treifos, and this Mishnah starts off with Elu Ksheirois BeBehema. It's Taka Shver. What do you have to say? Elu Ksheirois BeBehema. Anything that's not a Treifa is a Kshera. So Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis in the beginning of this parak goes through a lot of these and explains what the chiddush is. They all have a chiddush to different things over here. Be'elu Ksheirois BeBehema Nikva Agageras. If the Ageras gets a hole, but it's not broken beroiv, or doesn't have the size of an iser, so then it's kosher. Nikvah gageres, or she needs to go get a crack through the length. It's kosher, it's not a trefa. But ad kama techzar, until how much could it be missing and it'll be kosher, Roshim Milam ad iser talki. Until iser talki, it's kosher, but more than that, already it's considered a trefa. It's considered a trefa, and that's part of the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's teaching us this din of Ke'issa, which we didn't learn in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, we learned you have to have, that we learned that Nikvah HaVesh is a problem and Psukas HaGageras. We didn't learn about this Nikvah, so that's one of the Chidushim of this Mishnah, teaching us that there's a problem of a Nikvah, if it's Nikvah Kesela. Or Nikvah Ke'issa, rather. Ke'issa Talki. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, Nifkasa HaGugolas. If the skull got a hole in it, the nikav krum shabayach, and the krum shabayach did not get a hole through and through, it's kosher. Nikav alev leiv beis chalali. If the lave got a hole but didn't go into the chambers, nishbaras shedra. If the shedra breaks, the nifsak achutzla, and the chut did not get snapped, severed. The spinal cord did not get severed. This is all these things are not a treifa. Nitla kaved. If the liver was removed, there's dying metal kazayis and left over kazayis. This was a theory to the first mission, which sounds like if it left anything left over, it regenerates. Here it's mashu nidik kazayis. We saw it was a mechlekes tanoim taka. If it needs a kazayis or not. So the hamsay are two stomachs which have a natural hole between them. So the halacha is, if in that wall that they share, the got punctured another hole, it's not a problem. Since they share the same wall, they share a wall, so it goes from one to another one, it will not be considered a trefa if the hole is in between the hamsay and the kazayis. Is not a trefa. If the spleen is removed, it's also not a trefa. If the kidneys are removed, it's also not a trefa, which this is a pella, because we know today that if a person loses his kidneys, chas v'shalom, he can't live. So they had this problem that how could it be a behemoth where kloyos could live? Lamaisa, recently they did a study and they found that behemoths that are male geira, kosher animals, if you take away their kidneys, they will live. They lose their appetite, but they will live. See Sefer Temune Choyl for a nice paragraph on this. You bring them from someone else who did the study. And that's the chiddush of nitlo akloyos. The Chacham knew everything, that nitlo akloyos is not a trefa. Nitlechi atachtoin, if the bottom jaw is removed, it's not considered a trefa. Nitla aim shalof, if it loses uterus, also, it's not a trefa. If the lung gets dried out and it's hard like a rock, hard like a tree, if it comes with Shemayim, then it could get better, and therefore it's not considered a trefa. Hagaluda, galuda means it got skinned, it lost its skin, either from a sickness of shchin or because it scratched itself. Either way, Rameya Machshir, Vacham Pais, Vacham Holder, it's possible. So these are all these new chedushim in our Mishnah. And again, I am Toistaf Membeiz Amad Aleph that says, different chedushim of this Mishnah. He says that different chedushim in this Mishnah, if I want, I can read some of them. He says, for example, Vahodatanan Gavi, I'm reading now Toistaf Membeiz. Vahodatanan Gavi, Eluk Sheris Nikav Alei, Veloy Lebeiz Chaloli, Tzorach Loimar, the Mahachaleva Shaminon. You wouldn't see that from the first Mishnah. The Havamina had a mili somo klebeis chaloloi. The Sefer Yonakim is chalol. You would think from our Mishnah that if it's close to the chambers, it's enough to be a trefa. Zokta Mishnah, no. He says, V'holitoi nikva agageres ksheira, because it wants to say nistika, wants to say alacham nistika. That's a chiddush. He says, V'nishbara shadra, v'lev sechut. You wouldn't know from our Mishnah either. The first Mishnah you would think, nishbara shadra alone is enough, and so on and so forth. Tosfos there goes to different chidushim of our Mishnah. Yeah. Zokta Gemara. The first Mishnah starts off with Elu Treifa. It says, Mashma, Elu is always a Miyat. Mashma, only these are Treifa. Then you have this Mishnah says, Elu Kesheira. It's Mashma, only these are Kosher. We're coming to a Mayat something. We're coming to a Mayat. One of these Mishnahs is a Dafka, one's not. Either Elu Treifa is Dafka or either Elu Kesheira is Dafka. Which one's Dafka and what are we coming to exclude? So it's Machlokes Amoraim. Itma. Rabbi Yechonon, Elu Treifa is Dafka. Elu Treifa is Dafka and Elu Kesheira is up to this. And we'll see what's coming to exclude. Rav Shimra lo kashom ha'elu ksheris dafka. Elu ksheris dafka, and elu treifas agav that. But my kamithli, what's the machlekes? b'derav masna. Domer Rav Masna, Rav Masna says, "Hai buka da atma, the shof meduchte. Buka da atma is the hind leg is, it goes into a socket that's on the tailbone, and that's there's a socket on the tailbone called the buka, and it's like a little cap that covers over that socket, and in that buka there's like little veins, and the it's covered by veins as well." So this buka da'atma shofar duchte, it came out of its socket. The halacha is, according to Rav Masna, it's a trefa. So the atma is the bone, the thigh bone, came out of the tailbone, and the buka came out, which is this socket. The halacha is, if it came out of its place, it is a trefa. That's what Rav Masna said. So Rabbi Yochanan learns up like this. Rabbi Yochanan, elu trefais dafka. It says in our Mishnah, first Mishnah, elu trefais dafka. So Tana Trefais, and it lists the 18 Trefais, but Tana Zeh Klal, also says Zeh Klal, and Zeh Klal is Marba, all the Amorayim's Trefais. So you would think, V'chazia, tap on base now, V'chazia, L'Rav Masna, that's Zeh Klal. And L'Chayrid, you would say, that Rav Masna's Trefais also include in the Zeh Klal. Why not? My timer, the Dumili Natuli, it's considered like a Natula. One of the Yutchet's Trefais are Natula. And everything has to fit into one of those things, either Natula or Nakuva. So this fits into Natula. Natula means removed. Here, it's removed out of its socket. So you would say Rav Masna is included in the Zeh Klal of Elu Trefis. Zok the Mishnah, no. Tana Elu Trefis. Hani hu de Trefa. Had Rav Masna Ksheira. Teach us that Rav Masna is not a Trefis Ksheira. So according to Rav Yechanan, Elu Trefis telling us only these are Trefis. The Zeh Klal and the Yutches Trefis. But Lefuki Rav Masna. That's where Yechon Shitov. Shem Malaka Shom Adapa said, huh? Rav Masna will argue on Rav Yechon, obviously. But Rav Yechon is saying, this is not like Rav Masna. Rav Yechon holds not like that. Rav Masna will hold like Rav Shlokash. Shem Malaka Shom Adapa, he's going to say the opposite. He's going to say, we marvel this. That we marvel that it's Aser. We'll see in a second. Shem Malaka Shom Eluk Sheris Dafka. Only these are kosher. Lafuka Rav Masna. The Katon, Eluk Sheris Dafka, Tana Trefois, Betana Zaklal. And we thought the Chazir of Master the Loy Asim is that cloud. One week clean with that cloud. My timer, lavla nekuvei damya. It's not a hole. Lavla suki damya. It's not severed. Lutuli namle damya. It's not nitol either. Why not nitol? Because just out of its socket, it's not completely removed. So therefore, tana elu ksheirois that to make a diak. How do you the ksheirois? How do Rav Master treifa? Rav Master's taka treifa. So if you're a shlokish, vaket. I'm just telling you like Rav Master. Rav Master's a treifa. Rav Master learn like Rav Shlokish, obviously. So the chalukis over here, Rav Shlokish is, what's the halacha of Rav Masna's trefa? Gufa, I'm Rav Masna. Hai buka da'atma, the shaf meduchte. This buka da'atma, this thigh bone that got this large from the tailbone, the shaf meduchte is a trefa. We have really have machalukis. So Rav Taka Amak Shera. We have chalukis Rav Shlokish. We have chalukis here of Masna and Rav. The ifsik nive, but the Gemara says, that inside the socket, according to Rashi, it means a small, tiny little sinews, veins, or cartilage. If that gets snapped, severed, then it's a trefa. And the Hilchasa, no, that if signamik shera, admis akla suke, until it gets taka nirkav, which means it gets spoiled, it's moldy, so then it becomes a trefa. Without that, it will not be a trefa. Now, this machloik is exactly what nive means. We touch like Rashi, the nive means inside that socket, There's something that very small vein that attaches it. The Rambam learns that it means on top of the socket it has a bunch of different veins going back and forth. That's what's covering the socket, and that's the nive according to the Rambam. So it's Rambam and Rashi. Rashi says that this nive is these tiny things. He says, it's very small. It's very small. If you look at your local picture in your art scroll, it can't be talking about those big veins. Those are not small. Those are very big. So he's talking about something else, that in that little cap, there's a vein inside the cap. That I'm not sure the art's going to get a picture, huh? No, because water means nive. No, I'm not going to see it. Because water means nive. Yeah. When it says nive, is a shiloh of a trefa, not, that means which ones, yeah. They're saying in the Mishnah that there is a shear of something you're missing in a gargaris that will make it a trefa. What is that? Shear is kesela, k'isra italki. The Italian isser. Now, not everyone got a chance to go to Italy. So not all the Maroyim knew what an Isser Atalki was. Ad kamatach soma ziri. Ziri said, Atun, I guess they were in Bavel. The Bavel, he definitely didn't know, either Bavel or Eretz Yisrael, but in Bavel, he definitely didn't see Isser Atalki. Oma ziri, Atun le mischami lechoin shira. It says, you who never saw Isser Atalki in your lifetime, so I'll tell you what it looks like. Shiura b'dinara kordania. You could use a dinner from Kardu, which is maybe part of Turkey or Kurdistan. It's those two different places. It's shallow where this is. But using a dinner from a Turkish dinner, that you'll see the size of the Isser Atalki. And what size is that? Have a kipshita's atrocity. It's like a small coin that we have in circulation by us. You can find it between the pennies of Pumbadisa, the Pshita Pumbadisa, you can find it over there, such a coin. So that's the size. Because they didn't have a size. It's a talki to compare it to. So saying the size is like a dinner kordonoi or a Pshita of Zutusi. Om Rav Chana Pesura, Rav Chana the Shulchani, he was a money changer who it was a business, a money changer. You changed money, you took a commission. And it seems like Rav Chana worked for other people. People gave him money to invest it. Invest the means to make money. And make money through the shulchani job. He had other people's money. He took half the profits. Gave half the profits to the investors. So he was working for the investors. I'm Rav Chana Pesura. Ilam yinoy avakoyi bar Navcha. Rav Navcha was standing above me. He was sitting there working. Also Rav Bar Navcha is Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan showed up. Rav Yechanan showed up to ask me something. What did he come to ask me? He asked me, "Boy, minay dinner kodanoi." He asked me, "Show me a dinner kodanoi." He needed for a treifus. L'shari bought treifus. He had a shilon treifus. So Rabbi Yechanan came to pick up a coin. Uboy lemeik came. I want to stand up for the God of Adaf. Rabbi Yechanan, v'loy shavkani. He didn't let me. Amali, he told me, "Shev b'ni shev. You should keep on sitting." Because why? Ain't bali umnus v'shem lama b'nei chavam v'shasha iskem v'lachtam. You're not going to stand up while you're working for a talmud chacham. Why? Because you're working for other people. And you have to keep your eye on the customers. If you stand up, you're going to miss some customers. And that's, you're not doing your job. People gave you money. You have a job to work and not to waste a second. So if you stand up for me, you're gonna lose some customers. So therefore, you cannot stand up. Even for Kavod HaTorah, you can't be over a so-called gzeilah. You have a job. You have to stick to your job. You can't stand up for Kavod of a Torah of a mitzvah. You can't stand up. But now I learned in the Mishnah. This is regarding the Bikurim. That when the people came in to Yerushalayim with the Bikurim, everyone stood up for them. All the Bali Umnas stood in front of them. They say, "How are you doing? How was your trip?" From Beit Shan. Welcome here to Yerushalayim. So you see, they stood up. So you can stand up for the people who bring Bikurim. But you cannot stand. What's the pshat? So Amrav Yesi by Oven, Borei Kama Chavim Mitzvah Shaita. You see from here how chashuv it is for people b'shas when they're doing a mitzvah. So that's very chashuv. And if we have a stand up for them, because now they're doing this special mitzvah. People do mitzvah at the right time. They bring a bikurim now at the right time. So we stand up for them. B'shas the etzem mitzvah. We stand up for them. So you see, stand up for them. Not fit me the chavim. On Reisi Ba'avin, the Borei Kama Chavim Mitzvah Shaisa. Rav Dei Mavin. Rav Dei Mavin. Said, "Well, no, it's not a raya. Am I?" It's not a raya, and it could be, you don't pass like that. You don't stand up for people mitzvah b'shayit, chivim mitzvah b'shayit. There's a whole different reason that they don't see that people are giving them covered, so they're not going to come. It's a very big trip to come up with a bikurim, to come up with some fruits, only from a few day trip, a week trip. You want to give them covered and make them feel good in order they should keep on coming. They should come often and come bring the bikurim, but it's not because of chivim b'shayit. I'm Rav Nachman. Back to the din, that the din is that it's Issa Talki is the shear of a hole in the Gageras. So the question the next Mar is going to be is, if it's exactly an Issa, is that a treif or not? It says, it's kosher ad ki Issa Talki. So what's Issa Talki itself? And you also have another Mishnah, in Masechtas Olos, Legabi Al Gugurlis, what's called Tumma by Gugurlis, and in turn the Shal is Gabi Trefa. We have a din that Gugurlis Beshami says Kimoli Makdech, like a hole of an oil. Beisil says a enough that you remove it and it would die. And the Gemara says that in Bechairis, that how much of the gargalus has to be missing that it would die? The shear of a sela. The shear of a sela. So we have these two shurim. When it comes to a gargalus, if it's missing a sela, then it's a trefa. And we have a gargaris, a trachea, if it's missing a isra ataki, it's considered a trefa. So Amar Rav Nachman, kisela, kiyasim isra. The sela itself is like more than a sela. Ki iser, it's ki yesim iser. So if you have a hole on a trachea the size of iser, it's considered a trefa. Because iser is like more than iser. Alma, kusav Rav Nachman, ad b'lo ad b'chlali. See from here, kutsez na mishtam, eluk sheris, ad iser ataki. So it means ad b'chlal, and iser ataki is mutav, ad b'lo ad b'chlali. See here, Rav Nachman, it's ad b'lo ad b'chlal. He's learning up. Rav Nachman saying is iser is a trefa. It says in our mishtam, it's kosher, ad iser ataki. It's mashma, he learns, ad b'lo ad b'chlal. Huh? Where's the yeser? It says in our mishnah. Exactly, it's kiyaser, so it's a trefa. Yeah, that sela is kiyaser, so it's like an yeser miser or iser is kiyaser miser, so it's ad v'loy ad bechlal. Am gzor nachman ad v'loy ad bechlal. So we have a few kasha on that from other mishnayos. Legabi other things, legabi tum v'tayr and other things like that. Eser, Rav Rav Nachman. It says in the mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. A rope be'etzem is not mekabel tumah because a rope is not a beged, and it's not a kli. The only time it could be, so meaning a rope be'etzem is not mekabel tumah. So the only time it can be mekabel tumah is that if it has a use and it's part of another keli. So that in order to be mekabel tumah, it has to have a use and be part of another keli. So here we have this chevel that is attached. They used to make beds out of a rope. So any rope that's part of a bed, of Adas Mekabel Tumah. But here we have a little extra rope, and we're sticking out of the bed. So Chevel HaYotzeh Min HaMita, Ad Chamisha Tvachim Tar. Until 5 Tvachim, it's Tar. Because it's too small, it's not right for anything. Once it hits 5 Tvachim, then it has a use. Because one of the uses are that they used to tie the Pesach to the bed, even Bezman HaMikdash, they did it, Zeicha Siyas Mitzrayim, or they use that to schlep the bed, but if it's less than 5 tvachim, it's useless. So cheva yetzer amita ad chamish tvachim is tar. Now what about 5 itself? My lav chamish klamata. What about 5 tvachim itself? That's like klamata. It'll be tahira, it won't be tame. So you see that you say ad v'abachlal. So I go, no, lo, chamish klamayel mayel. Chamish taka is like more if you're Rav Nachman, because ad lo yabachlal. Chamish will be tame. Toshma v'ayten in the same mishnah. Meheva Adasara from 5 Tvachim until 10 Tvachim is Tamei. Then it's Tamei. So it says Adasara, my love, Asara Kilamata. And there'll be a Rai Nakar of Nachman. Asara is Taka Tamei. Loi Asara Kilamailam. Asara is like Lamaila. Now, why is same exact case? We're talking about the Chevel sticking out of the Mita. Again, a Chevel, a rope sticking out of the Mita. So until 5 Tvachim, we say it's Tahira. Because it's no use. Once it hits 5 tvachim, which was a shiloh of 5 itself, what's the halacha? Then it's useful to tie a sheep or to schlep it. When it gets to more than asara, it's extra rope. I'm going to cut it off. More than 10 tvachim, we don't need. So that's what it says. Hey, mechamish var asara, tamei. It's tamei, but not more than that. My lav asara kilamata. Asara has a din of lamata, and it will be tamei. Loi asara is kilamaila. Asara is like lamaila. Again, because you want to, Rav Nachman holds. Ad lo yabachlal. So he's saying it has to be like that. Good. Toshema, another mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. It says hadakim shebekli cheres. So a kli cheres is only mekabel tumah if it has a use. So number one is if it's a very small kli cheres hain, the karker is same. Or if it was a big keli, but now it broke and all that was left was the bottom. All the doif may say him, all that was left was the wall of the keli. So if Yoshim Shloim Musmachim, if it could sit on a table without being held up, so then it still has the same keli on it. But it needs Shi'ur on, Zog the Gemara tap on the Hayim Val, Vait in the Mishnah, Shi'ur on, Pekadei Sichas Katan, Vad look. It has to hold, Sichas Katan is enough. Va'ad lug. So it says, Rashi says, she is a nitin l'shivrei kelim, shloihoyit chlosim ela ad lug. If the keli started off as a lug, so then, even if it got smaller, as long as it could hold a small amount of oil for a katan, small amount of oil, that's considered, it's still, they see it's cotton, after shmir or cotton, that's very considered, it still has a use. Or tiny keli, it's a use, that's enough. The ad look. But once it started off, the keli started off bigger than a lug, we'll hear in a second what a lug itself is, then it needs more. Then it needs a revias. It can't go down, if it starts off at the size of a lug, and it went down to the size of sichas katan, that's too small. But until lug, you can be samech on that. Shi'uram pekedei sichas katan ad lug. My lab, lug is kilamata. My lab, that if it's a sheer lug, this keli, then it's kilamata. You can use sichas katan. So you see, it's ad, the ad bechlal. So loy lug kilamayla. Lug already is the next level. The next level. Toshima, more similar questions. This is the same case over here. If it's melug atzah, if the keli starts off, this cheres keli, it's the earthenware keli, starts off from the sheer lug atzah, berevius. Then it has to be at least a revius where it's left over. My lav saw kilamata. Isn't a saw like lamata? Loy saw is kilamayla. Saw will be like a sheer kilamayla, which means saw will be the next level. And we'll continue from tomorrow. We're not going to finish today because it's too late. We'll continue back here from tomorrow, go through these things. We have to come back with a yisoy, the ad loy v'chal, so we have to chaz over outside a little bit what we learned. But we'll see, we'll come up with a rule when it comes to the shiloh of ad, v'ad b'chal, v'ad loy b'chal.